Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, May 26th. Hundreds of people lined up in Muskegon Heights and Flint over the long weekend to get a free COVID-19 test. Kimberly Van Slyke-Smith is the director of nursing at the Genesee County Health Department. Even though the rate of new confirmed COVID-19 cases is slowing, Van Slyke-Smith says expanded testing will help reveal the pandemic spread.
We really need to know the negatives as well as the positives in Genesee County so that we really have an accurate count of what the positivity rate is and what percentage of people in our community really do have COVID-19.
More than 5,000 Michiganders have died of COVID-19 since mid-March, and just over 55,000 people in the state have tested positive for the disease. It's exactly what Northern Michigan health officials said they were afraid of. Two out-of-state visitors arrived in Grand Traverse County over the holiday weekend with COVID-19. One is now in the hospital after testing positive, and their spouse is isolated in a local hotel room. WCMU's Ben Thorpe spoke with the director of the Grand Traverse County Health Department, Wendy Hirschenberger, about the case.
We were notified by our local hospital on Saturday night that they had someone who had come through the ER that was being admitted to the hospital that had tested positive for COVID-19. We were able to find out through a little bit of investigation by the next morning that this person was a traveler from out of state who had become symptomatic during travel. We subsequently did more case investigation to find out, you know, we wanted to make sure that there wasn't any community exposure, and found out that they had been staying with family and that the husband was now symptomatic, and that there were about six family members too that potentially had been exposed. So we now have a husband and wife who are out-of-state travelers who are both COVID positive.
And the family members that they visited have not yet tested positive?
No. At this point, we are checking in with them daily now for 14 days. They are residents of Grand Traverse County and no symptoms as of yet.
What are the concerns here for community exposure? And, you know, I don't know if something like, you know, going back to check what gas stations they were at along the way is underway.
Yeah, so the full investigation for the travel, which was via car, will be on the state and the county health department of where they reside. And so we have been working with them, and they will proceed with that part of the case investigation. From our standpoint, we were investigating to find out what the effect was locally in Grand Traverse County and doing what we can to protect citizens of our county. So based on what we know so far, there has not been, you know, they were out and about in the community. They truly were here to see family. So we believe that we have our contacts all identified, and we'll be seeing what the next 2 weeks brings for that.
Obviously, Grand Traverse County is a huge tourist destination. You know, does this raise any concerns as the county is kind of in the process of opening back up? And how are we able to keep, you know, people who might be sick or might be becoming sick as they're en route from entering the county?
Yeah, so it definitely is a big concern, as, you know, we are, you know, partially reopened in our region. You know, I think the intent of the reopening was that people within the region would sort of mingle amongst ourselves. So we're all relatively low risk. So as we start to have more people coming here who aren't from the region, that does pose a risk to our community, and that is a concern. And I think another thing is, you know, people who are contemplating having family or friends come visit, I guess, you know, just make sure you're sort of assessing the risk that's involved with that to your family if they're staying in your household as well. And lastly, certainly if you become symptomatic while traveling, you know, if you're that ill that you need immediate care, you would need to seek care where you're at. But ideally, you would return, you know, back to your home and isolate there.
Yeah. Are we operating mostly on goodwill here, you know, that people are going to kind of decide for themselves whether or not they're going to show up?
I think we are. That's, you know, in general, I think what we're doing all over the country. And as different states start to open and different parts open, it really, the onus ultimately is going to be on the individual to make the right choices.
That was Wendy Hershenberger, the director of the Grand Traverse County Health Department. She was speaking with WCMU's Ben Thorpe. With restaurants and bars looking for a way to make money during stay-at-home orders, a pair of bills introduced in the state's Senate aims to ease the financial burden. Senator Jeff Irwin co-sponsored a proposal that would allow the sale of cocktails to go. He says a change would benefit both businesses and workers.
When you're working in that environment, you're surviving off of tips. And if you have a huge part of the menu that is just closed off, you know, not only does that hurt the business owners and make it hard for them to keep their doors open, but it also makes it hard for the employees who are trying to put food on their table, too.
Another bill co-sponsored by State Senator Mallory McMurrow would allow cities to create social entertainment districts where people could walk around with alcoholic drinks. Last week's flooding in mid-Michigan is just one example of how the Earth's changing climate is having dangerous and costly consequences. Jonathan Overpeck is the dean of the School for Environment and Sustainability at the University of Michigan. He says climate change is going to lead to more flooding events.
As the atmosphere warms up due to global warming, it can hold more moisture. And so it's a wetter atmosphere. And so when there is a meteorological condition that wrings that water out of the atmosphere, it can rain harder and more rain can come down per minute, per hour.
Overpeck says the current storm drain and dam infrastructure is not necessarily designed to handle big rain events. He suggests that we should look towards reducing global warming instead of trying to make changes to the drainage system. Michigan's two U.S. senators say the United States needs to do more to confront China on its crackdown in Hong Kong. Protests erupted in Hong Kong on Sunday against a proposed law to ban secessionist and subversive activity in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow blames the Trump administration for having an inconsistent policy on China. She says that's to blame for the current situation.
China just sees our lack of consistency and weaknesses as a way for them to step in and do whatever they want, which is a very big concern.
Democratic Senator Gary Peters says the U.S. needs to do more to criticize the Chinese government's crackdowns in many places, including in Hong Kong. A Russian judge is considering the closing arguments in the trial of a Michigan man who is accused of espionage. As Quinn Kleinfelter reports, the family of Paul Whelan says he believes he was set up by a Russian who owed him money.
Russia arrested Whelan in Moscow in December of 2018, claiming he had classified documents. Whelan says he thought they were vacation photos. Russia's extended Whelan's detention numerous times, despite calls from U.S. officials to either produce concrete evidence or release him. His trial's being held behind closed doors because it deals with classified information. But reports say Whelan's arguing the documents were planted by a Russian who owes him $1,400. Whelan's family says they are certain he's innocent, but predict he will be convicted. They say they hope he would then be exchanged for a Russian held in U.S. custody. I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.
And that is your Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, the 26th day of May, 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening. And we'll talk again tomorrow.